go.
Okay, I need someone to open the meeting.
What's the wording? I move that we open the meeting. I move that we open the meeting.
5:45.
I second that.
Thank you. Okay. All right, let me get my thoughts together. We have a whole bunch going on.
Does anybody have a pair of glasses I can borrow? Sorry.
I mean, minor, I can't see. So
I don't have any.
I need to take notes. I can't see what I'm writing.
Oh.
And my glasses are not in my purse, so I'm sorry.
They're probably so dirty. They probably got fingerprints. Okay, so tomorrow is Friends of Art, 10 o'clock. It's going to be really fun. Sherry Cannon is going to be the speaker, and she's going to talk about glassless watercolor, how to do glassless watercolor without having to put glass on it. And so that'll be really fun. And we're having sloppy joes.
Oh, I love your sloppy joes.
So hope you can come.
Yeah. She makes the best sloppy joes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, just one new thing that I want to run past you is the theater person, Heidi, wants to do a February date night. And I told her it would probably work. She thinks she can have the practices somewhere else. That was my biggest problem, is I just don't have any space in here for it to have to practice. So she thinks she can do it at somebody else's house. So what she has a play. It's a musical. It's
going to do a dinner or something?
Uh-huh. Well, she'll have treats. Like she's going to have a chocolate sack and strawberries and all of that stuff. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun, I think. She's in Florida right now. Huh?
She's doing a play and providing all the treats? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, I told her if she wants to do it, then, you know, she's got to run with it. So, yeah, she's going to do it all.
So it's an adult theater?
It's an adult night, date night.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be really fun, I think. Everything else is going good as far as I know. So I'm just going to go around and let you guys tell me what you're up to. Oh, I forgot to introduce you, Cecilia. So we put together our youth council. I don't know if Ellie's coming tonight because her mom's not. You know, Carrie Lynn's dad passed away, so she won't be here. And I would imagine that Ellie's wherever Carrie Lynn is tonight.
Okay.
So, and then Tenley had a young woman's thing she had to go to. They're going on a tour of UVU or something. So, but what I want you to do is that you three to get together and plan some. I mean, you guys have good ideas. You're young, you know.
Energetic.
Well, yeah, great ideas. Yeah. And so I'd like you to
don't
get
have
together.
Broken bodies yet.
Yeah. And we're open to all the suggestions you can give us to just make it better. Maybe do some new activities that we haven't thought of before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, be really fun.
What's your name?
Cecilia.
C-E-C-E-L-I-A. C-E-C-E-L-I-A. Okay. You were here last time, right?
I was not.
Okay, let's go around.
Introduce.
Well, Doug, do you have anything for us? Doug took me over and showed me the building.
I think that we're, from talking with Aaron, that there doesn't seem to be any big objection to using it. They'd like to wait until they can have things in place, you know, the microwave and the refrigerators and the tables and everything, and then come over and take a look and see, okay, does this make sense for what you're needing?
Okay, okay.
It doesn't sound to me like there's any real objection to folks using that.
Okay. Okay. We'll probably need to get together with somebody from the city and probably Shelley so that she can schedule us in, I would think.
Yeah.
put that on the schedule. So anything else that you have for us?
No.
We just appreciate you so much.
We do have, you should have gotten an email from Jay that the at the city council meeting this Tuesday. We're recognizing all the event chairs from the plane.
I don't think I got one.
I do.
I didn't see one.
Oh, and that reminds me of the news that it doesn't really directly affect the Arts Council particularly, but our events coordinator has resigned. They kind of talked about stuff and decided that she thought, well, what they were needing really wasn't the stuff she was interested in doing, so we're looking for a new one.
Do you have that posted already?
I haven't seen it out, but I would. I am not sure.
Okay. Because I was wondering about, I haven't heard anything about Halloween event or the Christmas event or.
We're going to be getting some help with the Halloween event, which will be the 23rd, the Thursday.
Before Halloween?
Just a week before.
Uh huh. So October 23rd.
Just over a week before Halloween.
Uh huh.
And I don't know the date for the.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's what Mark was asking about was Christmas. Yeah. You know, what they're doing or if they're doing.
I think the plan is to do essentially the same event that was run last year because that was just so successful and there were probably some changes in logistics and things that we learned from last year. But
are they still going to do it outside though? So that might be a problem.
That was their concern. Was
We did kind of request to see if they couldn't do the Santa Claus in this building so that the kids could be inside instead of outside where it was so cold.
Yeah.
And they could line up in here and do the event. I mean, they could still do the lighting ceremony, but then
come over here to see
Santa. That was one of the biggest logistic things that is on my kind of mental list of things that maybe change. I haven't heard anything for sure.
Okay.
But
yeah. Well,
with basically the same event, with the same activities and the same, but yeah, maybe some
plan. I just heard lots of concerns about that because it was so cold. Even we don't know how cold it's going to be, and you know, having everybody way outside, and
you know how it goes, right? If we plan on doing it outside again, it's going to be really cold. And when you arrange for it to be inside, it's going to
be nice. Yeah. So let's just do it inside.
Either way, we'll do it.
Well, and we don't want to lose Mark as Santa because he's the best Santa ever.
Yeah, we've had some none.
So are you going to be Mrs. Paul?
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, she has to be. Because Mr. Claus is married to me.
Yeah. So, and are they, and they're still going to have the Halloween event, but I don't know, I guess we won't know until they hire somebody.
Right. Well, that will be on that's the one that's on the 23rd of October. I just heard today that it may be at the family park instead of the Slack Cat, where we've had it in the past, but I don't know if that's the case or not.
Could Cecilia
At this point, it is the 23rd that comes to follow.
Because that would be a kind of a fun thing to
have
the youth council determine, okay, what can we do for these kids, you know, for Halloween, and that would be kind of fun.
Yeah. So, Cecilia, I don't know if you've ever gone over to it. Have you?
I don't think I have.
They've always had it at the splash pad.
The Halloween event?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they have different booths where people can go around and do different
activities.
Yeah, and usually the Arts Council does some kind of a little craft or something for the kids.
That would be so fun for you guys to go.
Yeah.
So the date's going to be the 23rd.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
The Tuesday, he said, before
Halloween. Yeah.
So it's the stuff we come up with this week.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Okay, anything else? Okay, well, that's news for us, so that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
That affects us, so that's good. Okay, Cecilia, You have anything to say yet or no?
I do not.
You just gotta see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Linda.
Okay, well, my art class is doing well. I only have 6 kids. I'll have another one come January when her choir thing is done for the fall. I keep putting in the newsletter, I could use 2 more when I get calls for people that are 6 and 7 going, no.
I'm sending them to Shelley's,
yes.
Okay. You want ages 8?
8 to 11. Yeah, I had my mother say, he's so talented, he's so good. I said, my experience and advice from others says, I need to have them be 8 o'clock. There's something you can do with their dexterity or something when they turn 8. It's just little ones, just can't. And especially, I mean, I don't do crappy art, you know.
Yeah, she does real art.
We're doing things. Principles and elements of design. And yeah. Things, so it's a little bit different situation,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And so it's not just the simple little coloring things, you know. So I need to have a little bit more, a couple of years over under their belt before I can take them in. And disappointed mothers, they said, well, he's almost 7. I thought, okay, call me next year when he's almost 8.
Right.
So but I could use a couple more. I have room for a couple more, let's put it that way. It's kind of nice not having 18 like I did that 1 year. That was horrible. Anyway, but we're doing well that way. I've learned a new program. I'm learning.
Here, I'm going to pass these around.
It's called Canva. And anybody else here know how to do Canva besides Becca? Becca's not here.
Ben says he does a little.
You can do a little bit.
I can do.
Well, probably more than I do. I can do the graphic part. That's the fun part. I can play with that for hours. But it's getting 2 to a page and figuring out how to print it. And my printer doesn't want to work at all for me. It's decided it's going on strike. And so, So that's my news. So Becca came over last week and helped me get these lined up so I could print them off and then send them to you and put them on the website. So she knows how to do it. Her directions, the way she did it, were different than what they said online, so I was very lost. Because online said one way, and Becca had me do it a completely different way, and I'm going, oh dear. So I took notes for the way Becca had me do it. So hopefully I can remember. I said, I may be calling you back, and I may be calling you again. She said, that's fine. Yeah, she just teaches up here in Alpine, so that's not bad for her to come over.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she taught in the worm.
Well, she teaches a Montessori thing up here in Alpine.
Oh, good.
So anyway, so that worked out. They have her come over and help me.
Mm-hmm.
But it took 2 hours. Wow. Horrible. Well, we did a third project, too, so for my husband's.
Good.
Birthday.
That's good.
But anyway, so that's what's happening. So I just don't ask me to print anything for a couple of days. I got somebody coming over this evening to help me figure out what's going on with my printer. My son has decided he needs to make me independent of him when it comes to the computer. So he wants me to say, Mother, look it up. I'm going, I just want to beat you. Anyway. But so I looked it up and the first 3 things it said to do I'd already done. So you're next.
Well, good.
So anyway, that's where I am.
Well,
so guys, there's critiques on these if you'd like.
I like it
to be colorful like this. It looks
like
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you take some to the library?
Yes. We just did this afternoon.
Okay. And Kelly, we're going to come back to you. Do you have anything or displayed that you need to report?
Not that I can think of now. I'm still just switching over.
You're getting your brain out of this high school.
Yeah. Are we doing any Halloween
walk? We were just talking about that. They're going to have a new events planner. So.
It's a new.
Yeah. The one is resigning. Is that what you're saying?
We probably won't have any of that coordinated before the
Halloween.
So I think for Katie is going to be stepping in, who was doing the events assistant and then moved over to communications. I think she's going to be stepping over and helping. Yeah.
So Kelly, I just had a great thought that you're going to love. So, you know, we were putting together a youth arts council, and we have three so far. Cecilia and Tenley, and she couldn't come tonight. She had young women's, and Ellie. And she's with Carrie Lynn, I would imagine. They're finishing things up. So, but I need someone to kind of head up the youth council. Would you be willing to do that?
She's used to working with TV.
You can just kind of organize them and talk with them, and I think they're going to have. I know, and I think they're going to have great ideas. I'm excited about them being on board. But I think they're going to have really good ideas of some things we can do. They just need to get together so that they can start brainstorming. So.
We talked about that maybe they could come up with the October 23rd
Halloween
whatever we're doing project or whatever we're doing, or get ideas from
so
that youth council.
That is
Tuesday the 23rd. Yeah, at the city event.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Kelly did the last one
Thursday
that we did. We didn't do one last year.
I've actually never been. I've like prepped for it and
we made the game.
Yes,
yeah.
But I wasn't there. I was out of town.
Yeah. But Kelly's, Cecilia, Kelly is really good at, like, she made the cutest game the kids could come through and play. I forget how it went now. They threw something, punched something.
Yeah, they had tissues over a full of plastic cup they had to punch through to get their prize.
Yeah. So she's good at that. So anyway, I'll send you all three of their names.
So wait, I thought we weren't going to have that event where we are.
Well,
yeah.
I think
we will be holding it till the October 23rd. We probably won't have an event coordinator by then, but some other cities have to step in.
So you still
want
to do
a
game?
Yeah, if you'd like to have a table. Great. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you could just have them do it, and you could just help, maybe help them with ideas or whatever.
Okay.
That would be really fun. I think they would have fun doing that. That was
a 6, 5?
I don't know the time yet.
Say 5,
just
to be safe.
Yeah.
Seems like 5, yeah.
Yeah.
And our goal is to just get the arts council out there.
Just to have a table with something.
I did have an idea of something. I was talking with some workers the other day, and it would be really good if we could have a website that music teachers could, that we could list music teachers that are available, you know, for whatever instrument, piano, that people could access from our website. Don't you think that would be
good? That would be good.
Would be really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm always seeing on our neighborhood pages, like,
who's a piano teacher? Who does guitar?
Who's a trumpet teacher?
Could we add that to the website?
I could not hear what she said.
A list of music teachers?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just as a reference, and people who want to be on the list can be on the list.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, Linda said she could add that into the website.
I can make a flyer for that and just give me the info.
And I don't know that we need a flyer. I would just say something they can click on.
I cannot hear what she's saying.
She said not really a flyer, but just a list.
Well, I mean it'd be a list that might have some music notes on it.
And maybe if they could click on it and it would take them, I don't know.
So you could click on guitar and it would take you to
guitar. You think who's going to do that?
I'm not going to.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Something I could brainstorm with you.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah. And while we're right there for just one second, Kathy, I was going to ask you if you knew how to set up a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
You do?
My husband does, and I've done it a little bit, so yes. I can get trained to do it myself.
I'm really wondering if
And you know how? She knows how.
I'm wondering if we could do an in-person meeting. Doug, would this be okay if we did an in-house meeting once every other month and then did a Zoom meeting the opposite month?
Yeah.
So that
you have
you'd have to have a paid one for it to go. Otherwise, it's 40 minutes and then it cuts you off. And then you have to start the meeting again and everybody has to log in again.
But you could do the 40 minutes.
Yeah, we could keep it down to 40 minutes every other month.
Okay.
Just don't make it our big ones.
Yeah. This is because I'm just thinking, tomorrow's Friends of Art, and every time it's Friends of Art, I'm busy trying to get the meal ready.
Right.
And
because this is the first Wednesday, and Friends of Art's the first Thursday.
That would help me.
But if it wasn't always the first, it's now the second or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Wednesday would still be. I mean, it depends on what else is going on in the building.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to move it to a different meeting.
Move it to the second.
Okay.
But still, we could still do a Zoom meeting. I mean, that's fine. But
yeah.
But still move it.
Okay. Let me check that through and check the calendar and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll send an email and ask you if that works for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
First, you have to introduce me to the
meeting. Yes. I don't know anybody yet either.
You what?
I don't know your name either. I don't know your name.
And I am Cecilia's friend.
Okay,
so
you're just hanging out here with Cecilia. That's
what you say, Cecilia's friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
Hallie, A.K.A.
Hallie.
I
hear
you
say I.
And then you guys are
I.E.
I.E., okay.
This way? You're visiting what? Okay.
We might put you on the Arts Council.
And then are you moral support?
You're always in the moral
support.
Okay, Carol, tell us about the quilt guild.
Yes. So our so-and-so meeting is going really well. Our next one is on October 17th, and we're making a bunch of 3.5-inch little ornaments for Christmas decorations that are just really cute and sharing those. And there's about 25 people who are making these. So we really have quite a few members who are working and doing that.
And your mother started coming to that, you know?
Yeah, she's been there. I don't think
she's been there, but she... I'm pretty sure she can't come to most meetings because we're helping take care of my nephew.
Oh, okay. I know that she was there a couple of times when I went, so.
But it really is quite an active group, and I know it's a lot of people who are in need and kind of need some socialization, so it works
That's
out
good.
Really
well.
Yeah.
Then we set up another quilt retreat for April, and when you were saying maybe we could use the building, I didn't know if maybe in time we could...
April, yeah.
Not for April, because we've already scheduled, like...
I was going to say, but if they could, but finally, I think this building...
I think you might be disappointed when you saw the building.
Is that right? Okay.
And also, by April, the
city... It's going to be full of workers, and they're going to be...
That building over there?
Yeah. And the city's going to be gearing up for the spring stuff by April, so they may not be that open.
Oh, well, April, we're already set.
But any year.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we do have everything set, and so far... We have it here.
Oh, okay. So you're not looking for another place?
We're not looking for another place. But I do need to get it on the calendar for next year, for 2026.
Okay, you need to call Shelley.
So I'll call Shelley.
Not call her, text her.
Email Shelley.
Email Shelley and tell her what you need. Okay. In fact, everybody needs to double check that and make sure that she's got your...
For the spring?
Because I'm just
Okay.
For the whole year. You can do them for... a year or more now, so I would say to check, because I'm not checking them anymore, because she's doing it, and she's doing a great job, so
Yeah. So I'll do that. So that's all I had was one other question I had just on Christmas. Normally it's the first Saturday in December. Is that kind of the thought? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine.
We're just going to have to wait and see.
The same as it always has been, but I haven't.
Yeah, because I think it's always been that first Saturday.
It's been always the first Saturday, because it's always the same as my ward party.
Yeah, same with me. So.
Okay. All right, so that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, and do you want us to do election January? Is that
I think so. I've got somebody set for that, but I haven't started advertising yet. But I'll let you know.
Okay.
What's Shelley's email address? You know it?
Is Shelley.
It should be S-Bond.
S-Bond?
@ut.gov.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Shelley S-Bond.
S-Bond. That's Highland. .ut.gov, right?
Highland.ut.gov.
Yes.
Okay.
And the UT is capitalized.
It has to be capitalized?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think lowercase works.
Yeah, I think it's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all I have from the quilt group.
Okay. Okay. Kathy.
Question. What is the difference between a retreat and just your
Our regular meeting, we do that once a month, and we just go from 9 till 4 o'clock. I mean, I know that sounds like a lot, but we do so from 9 till 4. When we do a retreat, then it lasts like
so
10 o'clock at night,
and
then we can go home, come back the next day, and people go back at 8 o'clock and stay till 10 o'clock at night.
So they don't have to take all their equipment.
But they don't have to, right. You can leave all your equipment and sewing machine and quilting stuff all there. So. Because when I talk quilting, it really is sewing machines. It's not really quilting.
Hand stuff, yeah.
It's not really quilting. But people can bring hand stuff and do that there. So.
And some do.
And some do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we always have lunch. And so that's the difference, just a one day versus 4 days, the machines just stay there and we just come and go. And I know it sounds really crazy, but we do that. I don't know. We just do it.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
It's
fun.
A little bit
it's
crazy
fun.
To do it, right?
Yeah, it's just a good group. It's just good group. It's kind of like the Friends of Art group. It's good.
I know. You're going to be coming. You're going to love it. You're going to go, oh, I see
my
why it's so fun.
My family's been doing a craft night, but I'm like, oh, I don't have any crafts that are very portable. All I have is all my May's jeans.
Oh, no, right? Yeah.
I don't have any cross stitch for
Okay, Kathy.
Fine Coral Arts. Everything's going great. We're doing pretty good at meeting once a month. We were trying really, really hard to do a tour to San Francisco. Didn't get enough people who could go, so to have the balance of singer voices that we needed. So we just decided to change that, and we're going to do a retreat.
Wow.
Same time. Okay. I mean, we're planning it for June 5th. We're going to try to find somewhere around here within an hour, you know, Park City or, I don't know, Heber, you know, a ski resort or something.
Yeah.
Someplace where we would literally go and have social Friday night, stay, that people would be in charge of their own lodging expense and their own dinner for Friday night, and then the choir would pay them lunch and breakfast and lunch the next day, and we'd do workshops, and we might start on some of our Christmas music already, and maybe do some, we're going to do some recordings, and try to get a YouTube video of our choir.
So good.
If we pull it all together, those are the plans. And
that sounds good.
It would be an all-day Saturday, finish like 4:30 in the afternoon type thing. So.
Well, and tell them about
which?
Robinell
Hall.
Okay, and yes, we are also preparing to sing with Jenny Oaksmaker at Robinell Hall on December 23rd. It's a Tuesday. And tickets are up for sale, and I hear that there's people getting tickets. So if anyone's wanting to get a ticket, if you do, go purchase tickets. Make sure you put HCA as a code, and it will give our choir a little kickback.
And so I went to their concert. I went to their concert last Friday?
Jenny Oaksbaker?
Yeah.
Did she do one? Where? I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Oh, that was CSO. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I'll tell you about that.
Okay. So, and we have also been invited to sing at the tree lighting ceremony at University Place on November 17th.
Oh, nice.
It's an outdoor event. You'd have to bundle up. But we've been invited to sing for 20 minutes sometime between 6 and 8 p.m.
20 minutes.
What day is that?
It's November 17th. So it's a Monday.
Monday before.
It is. Well,
did you want?
It's about 10 days before Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is the 27th this year.
Yes.
So, Cassie, do you want that on the calendar?
Sure. That'd be great. We just found out, like, this last week. We got invited in. And we're actually still... We were invited, and we talked and said, yes, we'll do it, and we're waiting to hear back about any more.
Okay, so HCA singing.
November 17th. They have multiple groups come. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a 20-minute slot where we'll do four or five of our Christmas songs.
Okay. What's it called?
University Place, the Mall and Forum.
University Place Tree Lighting?
Tree Lighting Ceremony, yeah. So it's north of the mall, I think, outside. So it is outside. You have to bundle up. Dress warm. It'll probably be cold. But they'll have, like, fire and hot chocolates, and I don't know what else. It sounded like quite an event.
Okay.
Fun.
So we'll work on the calendar. Kay. Put that in there.
So I think that's it.
Okay. So last Friday, I went to the TSO concert, and they played with, did you go? Well, they played with Jenny Oaks Baker, or she played with them, and Dallin Oaks came.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know he'll be at our event, too. We're pretty sure he'll be.
Yeah. At the Abravanel Hall one?
At the Abravanel Hall one.
Yeah. He came in right before it started, and he's kind of pretty feeble. He had walking sticks, and he had four big bodyguards lying around him. They were huge, and they just stood there the whole time and perused the audience. So,
keeping an eye.
Yeah, I think he was getting more attention than the orchestra was. Although it was really, really good. It was good.
It's his daughter. Jenny Oaks Baker is his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized that. Yeah. Until she said that, I didn't realize
that. That's why she's always gone by Jenny Oaks Baker.
And he came up the aisle. He left during the intermission because they had her in the first half, and then
he was able to go home then.
Yeah, but he was shaking hands with everybody up the aisle. It was kind of cool.
Did he ever get a new calling?
Yeah, he's going to get a new calling pretty soon. So we'll move on. Yeah, that's what we do, right?
Okay, well, but we are. One other thing on mine is we are trying to get our tickets up for sale also this week for our regular concert, which is December 13th. It's a Saturday. Our normal concert.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Your Christmas concert.
Yep, our normal Christmas concert. So we have three performances basically now, which is great.
Okay.
And where will these be available?
Through our website, highlandchoralarts.org.
Are you doing one night or two?
Just the one.
Just one.
Yep, Saturday. With our silent auction and our hot chocolate bar. This is our one fundraiser of the year that we ever do. So.
Yeah.
Okay. You say they are on sale now or
they
not?
They should be going up this week. We had to come up with a name for the concert, and we decided on a name last night, and the person who's doing the graphic doesn't like the name we all picked.
Oh, dear.
He's kind of outnumbered, but...
What's the name?
We decided to call... Well, he wanted... we're doing a song called Love's Pure Light, and he thought we should call it Pure Light. But we wanted it to be a little more than that. So we wanted to call it Adore Him.
The name of Adore Him. Okay, I like that.
So...
He just has to get creative.
It's a matter of is that too
he's going to have to get creative.
So he's going to put Pure Light.
I don't know.
So Pure Light sounds really good.
He said they liked Adore Him versus, I will see.
Well, it's a Christmas concert.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I'm hoping that, you know, he's outvoted.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be Adore Him. And that's from the words from one of our songs. We always try to pick from our songs for our name, but we try to keep it a short name.
Okay, and I think the bell choir is going good, so they're off and running too, and they're going to do several concerts, Christmas concerts, which will be really fun. I don't have the list of them, but
the Bell Choir.
Good. Mm-hmm. Did you put it on the website, the Bell Choir's concerts?
I don't have that information.
Can you check with Paige?
And we're not doing it theater? I thought they were going to do something first.
We're going to do February. We're going to do a Valentine date night. And, yeah.
And she's going to do the practices at somebody's house or something?
She said, this was the problem. We just don't have any time that they can practice. But she said that somebody has a big room at their house and they could practice there. So as soon as she gets back, she's at Disney World doing it. She's in a production there. Yeah, she just called today and she said, I've been 9 hours over there in a dress rehearsal. So, and when she gets back, then I'm going to meet with her and we'll figure out exactly the details. Okay. My biggest concern was that the building, I did schedule the building for the productions, mm-hmm. for the nights. And they can have one day before the plays to set up the lights and do it, you know, like a tech week.
So that production in February, the dinner group or whatever, will be in here.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th? Okay.
Uh-huh. They'll do three performances. I was a little concerned about the cost because it's going to be almost $2,000 for the scripts and the royalties and everything. But Heidi said she'd pay it out of her own pocket, but I don't want her to do that.
Right.
So I feel like we should.
That's what's a bad question.
Well, we can maybe break even anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we should do that. I think we should cover it.
So we'll just February.
So I hope everybody's in agreement.
Would you be having the date night here,
uh-huh.
in this building?
Uh-huh. Is your thing? It's a 30.
It's mostly. It's almost like a concert more than a play. I forget what it's called.
Okay, then you're the 20th. So you're gonna be. 13.
It's kind of musical, yeah. But it's not. It's more of a concert.
It's more of a concert.
What?
It's more like a.
What's a concert?
The play that the date night
they're going to be doing.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Well, I don't have anything else unless you guys do.
So yeah. Would somebody like to join the meeting?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I'm
with
the
adjourn.
Okay. I'll second that.
I got Doug and Karen. Beat you to it.
That's good.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned until November the.
Are we going to do the first week still until you tell us otherwise?
Yeah, I'll figure it out and then send
the first week is the 5th, right.
Yeah.